Hi there, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And it's been a tough weekend for Boris Johnson, hasn't it? As more revelations emerge about more parties in Downing Street, and it appears to me that rather than identifying those days on which people were drinking wine and having a good time in Downing Street during lockdown, it would be probably more of a challenge to find a day when it wasn't happening. Because it just appears that essentially throughout the lockdowns and whatnot, our rulers and their apparatchiks did whatever the hell they wanted. And my oh my, those wine fridges were being wheeled in to cope with the copious amounts of alcohol needed for those as they went about the business of taking away your freedom and my freedom. So what's the big idea? Because clearly, Boris it's a mess. I mean, if you check out the most recent opinion poll, which is hilarious, really, it gives Labour on 41%, their highest lead in an opinion poll since Tony Blair came to power, I think, with the Tories down at 31%. So that's what we see. Interestingly enough, the Lib Dems have collapsed in the poll. They've lost a few points. And the Labour Party is storming ahead. But don't worry, like a cunning fox, Boris has a plan, and it's called Operation Red Meat, which, if you think about it, is so patronising. In other words, they're really sort of saying that what we're going to do is we're going to throw some red meat to the plebs. And the plebs are going to go with it. The plebs are going to love it. They're going to love Boris. And they'll forget all this awkwardness about, you know, lying about bring your own booze bottles at parties and all that. So what does Operation Red Meat come down to? Well, first of all, there's going to be a workplace booze ban to end the drinking culture that exists within Downing Street. Oh, but here's the thing. How did that drinking culture get there in the first place? Oh, yeah, Boris Johnson presided over it. But don't worry about it. Boris is going to end it now. It's going to become a purit. There'll be no booze, or probably. I'm not sure if they can actually execute that. But anyway, that's the first thing, a booze ban. And then they're going to get shot off the number 10 staff who were caught up. So naturally, they will all be sacrificed. There's no doubt about that. So you're going to see some scalps claimed there. And then the more red meat, a two-year BBC licence fee freeze to help ease household bills. So we're going to talk separately. I've got a separate podcast on the BBC. But anyway, there's a two-year licence fee freeze. But it does go up after that, by the way. But anyway, there's going to be a drive to bring down NHS waiting lists. Oh, really? That's so impressive, isn't it? That's got to work. And then some extra money for jobs and skills. Yeah, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. We've heard that before. Get rid of Plan B COVID restrictions, such as the wearing of masks in shops and on public transport, and vaccine passports for large events from January 26th. So that's probably one of the more significant ones. And then, amusingly, the military are going to be drafted in to tackle illegal immigration in the Channel. Yeah. Defence chiefs will now take charge of efforts to stop the dangerous crossings that have reached record levels this year. Royal Navy boats could be sent to reinforce Border Forces fleet. Yeah, but I've got issues with that one, because Border Forces fleet, they collect the migrants and they bring them into the UK. So will the Royal Navy be helping bring more illegal migrants to the UK? I think so. So this is what they mean by Operation Red Meat. Essentially, it would be more accurately named Operation Save Boris's Scalp, because that's the purpose of it. I think the strategists around him believe that the only way to stop his premiership from collapsing and for him to be thrown out the door of Downing Street is to distract the public with a stream of what seem to be half-decent announcements, even if some of them, once you start to examine them, are not what they think, what you think. So it's worth understanding the detail below the headline, because when you get to the detail below the headline, you discover that, as you would expect, it's probably much ado about nothing, but such is the way of modern politics. It's all tissue thin and no substance. So if it's red meat, it's the worst form of red meat you could imagine. But there you have it anyway, friends. It's all about Operation Red Meat. Can Boris save the day or not? And we shall tell. We shall soon see. I think that, to be honest with you, all this stuff, it's just froth. It's just distraction politics. I think so many people have been disheartened by what they've seen from Johnson himself, that he is seriously damaged goods, and making a few kind of headline grabbing announcements in such a cynical fashion just emphasizes the fact that how worthless a prime minister he turned out to be. All the hope and promise of December 2019 has been frittered away by his double standards, his hypocrisy over essentially COVID. It was COVID, I believe, that will be seen in hindsight to have killed the Boris Johnson premiership. And I think the sharks will continue to circle him. There wasn't the same scandal that I was expecting in the Sunday Press. But then again, the government kind of controls the press, so maybe that's not a big surprise. But there you have it anyway. It's meat for the faithful. But perhaps some of them have gone vegan on Boris. Thanks for listening.